Hello everyone, my name is Kevin. I'm here to help, here on the End Zone. Is your fantasy football team in trouble? After 4 weeks, first quarter of the football season, are you looking at your team going, wow, it sucks. I seem to be making all the wrong decisions. I seem to be putting the wrong people in. I seem to be listening to too much of the NFL channel in their fantasy football. I'm just not getting it right. Do you also feel that the one highlight that you get out of your losing teams is that you get first pick when the free agents are ready each week? Well, if this is the case, please listen to this special episode of The End Zone, and we'll see if Kyle can help you and not Kevin. Thank you.
And welcome to week four of the End Zone. Kevin is gone for the rest of the episode just so I can help you. This is what happens when you rely on Raider Nerd to give you fantasy advice. They are blinded by the silver and black, and it just goes bad. It goes wrong from there. So, but in all seriousness, again, welcome to week four of the End Zone here on the Fandom Podcast Network. Of course, this is Kyle talking, and you've already heard from Kevin, who's overcrying in his beer right now. But he really is, while his fantasy teams, yes, are struggling, we'll put it kindly, just struggling. They're not the Cleveland Browns or the Detroit Lions.
They suck!
But we'll start with the fact that maybe, just maybe, the Oakland Raiders are growing up a little and are learning how to win some football games, Kevin.
Yeah, they're putting on the big boy pants, man. Yeah. Wow. You know, it's funny. The Raiders just can't seem to really win a game, take control of it, and put their foot on their opponent's neck. But, man, they sure do make it exciting, I'll tell you. Yeah, they squeaked out a win against Baltimore in Baltimore. Third straight road win. Win by one. Just all kinds of crucial little things happening. But, man, it was at the end, towards the end of that, we were just like, oh, my gosh, are they going to be able to do it? And just Derek Carr was able to just put it in the hands of Crabtree and just really that final drive was just fantastic. And then the defense was able to come together and stop Joe Flacco and Justin Tucker from trying to attempt a field goal. It was great, man. I mean, if you can go on the road and win three in a row on the road, it does make a statement. But we got to take care of business at home. I know we got the Chargers. I know the Chargers aren't good. But, we lost to the Falcons at home. But it looks like the Falcons are better than we thought they were. So I'm excited for our team, man. What about your Chiefs?
Well, it was a tough week for the Chiefs. But I got to say, Kevin, now, I'm a little surprised that they came out so sloppy at the beginning of this game and it put them in a hole so quick. But I was worried about this game. You have a very angry Pittsburgh Steelers team that was humiliated, basically, by the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think in this case, too, you also had the return of Le'Veon Bell. And I think we all forget, for all his troubles, Le'Veon Bell is one heck of an NFL running back. I mean, he's a game changer at running back.
Yeah, there's the there's something to be said about the player who is suspended and then comes back to play. We're probably going to see that this week with someone who may have a few Super Bowl rings. But I got to ask you something. Were you surprised about how well that Pittsburgh played or just how badly the Chiefs played?
I'm not surprised by how Pittsburgh played. I was a little surprised with how badly the Kansas City played, but this has kind of been them this season, very up and down. And that, I mean, there's some injuries to some key players. They're just getting Jamaal Charles back, and it was a, you got to factor in the weather in this fact too. It was pouring in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. And it just felt like, I mean, I came into this game with high, with, you know, you always come hopeful, but sometimes you just have that pit in your stomach, like, this is just not going to be a good game. And I had that feeling all week. Now, the only thing I do feel good about, Kevin, is we do have the bye this week, and then we get to take our aggressions out on the Raiders in week six.
is that when the Raiders come to you guys?
Is that going to be the
I know we were playing a Thursday night game against you guys, I think, but yeah.
Yeah, so the Thursday night game I think might be later in the year, but yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so I feel good about that. We're in a good place. I'm still not too worried about us in the aspect of, I think we're still right in the mix. Jamaal Charles is going to be back as full time at running back by week six. Well, we still have Spencer Ware.
I gotta say two things about the Chiefs real quick. Was I was scraping the bottom of the barrel to try and start a defense this last week on one teams because I was not I forgot who I had. I remember it was Philadelphia was on a bye, and I was like, okay, I gotta start somebody, and I'm like, well, the Chiefs did well the prior week against the New York Jets, but they're going up against in Pittsburgh. It'll be a close game. I'll start them. Dude.
Anyway. Here's the thing. You forgot the biggest part of that equation, Kevin.
What?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, turnover machine, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, playing the Chiefs did not really work out for. I think I got maybe 5 points. I think they were able to make someone stub their toe and they got a point off that. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, but let's move on to the rest of the league because there's a lot of stuff going on. And one of the first things that popped out to me is, Kevin, the Arizona Cardinals have problems.
Yes, they do. And I'm really having – hold on a sec. You know what that was? That was me trying to care.
Yeah, well, you know. and the main reason why I bring it up, I mean, that was the Arizona Cardinals were a lot of people's pick to go to the Super Bowl out of the NFC at the start of the season.
Right.
So you got
it's same thing with Pittsburgh too, and they're trying to fight back into that scene again, but. I touched on this last week. I did not buy into them, and they are who I thought they were.
Oh, we miss you, Dennis Green.
Yes, we do.
But so one of the other things I gotta address, Kevin, is I have a new nickname for one of the NFL's premier quarterbacks.
Yeah,
I'm gonna call him Rubber Band Man.
Russell Wilson.
Okay, that guy's leg should not even be attached to his body after what it's been through the last couple of weeks. And
he's like Plastic Man.
Yeah, and here he goes out and has an amazing game against the New York Jets, who have a pretty good defense. But what's getting scary is the fact Jimmy Graham is starting to look like Jimmy Graham again.
Yeah, I'm really glad they're utilizing him as the tight end that he should be when he was with New Orleans. So, yeah, that's really cool.
So
it was nice to see Russell fight through his injury, come back, and just do really, really well, especially on an away game. So, yeah. No, wait, was that away game or was that home?
No, that was I believe that was in New York.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah. The other thing is, Kevin, as much as I think we pay to admit it, at least with one of these teams, the Denver Broncos and the Minnesota Vikings are really good football teams.
Yeah, they got both great defenses, and their offense just seems to keep finding a way. We can't at this point right now. I can't say, oh, they're winning on their defense. No, their offense is definitely putting stuff together. It is four quarters in, four games in, first quarter of the season, and they're both undefeated. But I'm not ready to crown them yet. Sorry.
No, but I will say this, being here in just outside of Tampa area, I got that whole game. And yes, the Bucs did typical Buccaneers things and beat themselves. But What was kind of impressive, Kevin, was the fact that Simeon went down and Paxton Lynch came in, and that team didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, what is Belichick the coach for the Denver Broncos too? I mean, what is going on there, man?
I don't know, but and then I look at the Minnesota Vikings. That defense is just outstanding. Xavier Rhodes, mark that name because he's one of your next elite quarterbacks. And I'm a big Stephon Diggs fan. And
yeah,
the other thing I'm going to say, Kevin, is all these people were panicking about Adrian Peterson being out. From what I've seen now for a couple of weeks, the Vikings have a little something in Jerick McKinnon. He might not be as flashy and that power runner that Adrian Peterson is, but he's got some make you miss moves that are pretty impressive.
Yeah, Matt Asiata who?
good for the only thing about Asiata is he's good for those goal line leech points in fantasy football.
Oh yeah, the horrible vulture. Yeah.
And one thing I gotta address since we're talking about Minnesota too, Kevin, is I think Odell Beckham's losing his mind.
Yeah, he's not doing too well today. On Tuesday, he went out and tweeted or said that he's not enjoying football anymore. Wah, wah, wah. Suck it up and keep playing it. You're getting paid too, so.
But
you know.
But since we're talking about wide receivers too, Kevin, let's talk about somebody who's just like crazy, ridiculous good, and that is Julio Jones.
Yeah, he was like it was like watching Bo Jackson on Tecmo Bowl.
Somebody had the extra power boost on Madden for Julio Jones this week.
Didn't he have like over 300 yards?
Yeah, he had almost 200 yards by halftime.
Oh my God! It reminded me when was it Antonio Brown torched the Raiders for it felt like over 300 yards last year in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Well, and
it was crazy.
And I think this game proves something too, that one of the problems with the Carolina Panthers, who are now 1-3. They blew it with Josh Norman.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they definitely missed Josh Norman. The offense is just not clicking either, man. I don't know what it is, but how much credit do we have to give the Falcons? Are we ready to take them seriously? I mean, their offense is clicking.
I'll take the Falcons seriously if they pull off the win this week against the Denver Broncos.
yeah.
Then you have to take, but the Atlanta Falcons are one of those teams, especially the last 4 or 5 years. They go on a run, they look really good, everybody's got them doing stuff, and then they fall apart at the end of the season. So we'll see.
You know what's interesting is I live in the Atlanta area, and I'm seeing a lot more Atlanta shirts people are wearing. You know, a lot of those fair weather fans are putting them on.
The Dirty Birds are coming back out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I don't see that happening when they were losing. I'm calling out the Atlanta fans, man. That's what it is. There's so fair weather out here. You know, me, I'm 2-14. I'm still rocking my my Raider jerseys and shirts and stuff. You know, during those bad seasons. But there's a lot of fair weather fans out here for Atlanta Falcons and. They're starting to put them on again.
Yeah. Now, Kevin, I got to do something for our fan and podcast network buddy, Norman Lau.
Yes, Norman Lau is a Cleveland fan.
Yes, Cleveland is the only winless team in the NFL. But this year, they are being hosed by the referees. There's at least two of their games they should have won. But due to horrible ref calls, they've lost. They are by far not even close to the worst team in the NFL. They've got some talent there. There's still some work to be done, but I think they are headed in the right direction. I wouldn't even right at this point, even though they have the worst record in the league, I can't call them the worst team in the league because I've seen the Detroit Lions and in the Indianapolis Colts play, and they're supposed to have elite quarterbacks. Those teams are in trouble.
Yeah, same with the Chargers too. I like Hugh. Their coach, he used to coach for the Raiders, and I liked him. And they seem to have, like you said, a lot of talent on there. And when it comes to calls, that's just a heartbreaker because I've seen that for so many years against the Raiders. A lot of horrible calls.
Hey, I'm
calling it the way I see it. You know, of course, there was a lot of calls that we definitely deserved, but because we're the Raiders.
The tuck rule.
Dude, oh my God. Anyway, so yeah, it's I feel for Cleveland, but I'm hoping they can turn it around and pull out some of these wins, especially some of those against Pittsburgh and Baltimore. So yeah.
Yeah. Now, Kevin, one thing I got to address, and it's because to me this was just so heartbreaking to hear about, was 49ers linebacker Navarro Bowman, who came back this year after a devastating knee injury 2 years ago in the NFC Championship game. And this guy is one of the class players in the NFL. Overcame a lot of odds, a lot of bad situations, and he blew out his Achilles this week. He is done for the season.
Gosh. That sucks.
That's just a heartbreaking blow. You see a guy come back. I thought his career was done when he had that knee injury against Seattle in the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago. So just some real good get well wishes to Navarro Bowman out there. But there's one last thing we have to address, Kevin, even though I don't think either of maybe for one of my fantasy football teams, I'm a little excited about this, but the Tom Brady revenge against the NFL tour starts this week. And remember what I said earlier about the Cleveland Browns getting hosed this season?
Yeah.
Oh, Cleveland, the NFL's not doing you any more favors. Tom Brady's first game back from suspension. We're going to feed you to him. He's going to throw seven touchdowns.
I love the fact, though, that for the first time since 1993, if I remember correctly, that the Patriots got shut out at home against their division rivals, the Buffalo Bills. I know my buddy Bob, back in California, he's a huge Bills fan. I was probably very happy about that. But I would really love to see Cleveland kind of pay attention to that tape. Even though we're going to get Brady back, and Gronkowski, I know, is probably going to try and play if he can get past that hammy. And, the one time I get him on my freaking team and he's hurt.
Well, Kevin, I'm going to go into Bill Belichick conspiracy theory mode.
Uh-oh.
I don't think Gronk was hurt as bad as anybody said. They just said, we're not going to play him until Brady comes back.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. But hey, they're 3-1 going in, without Brady. So I think they're in a good position. But I would love to see Brady go down against Cleveland. I don't see that happening. But man, how cool would that be for Cleveland to get their first win?
I'm calling it now. Tom Brady throws at least 4 touchdowns a game for the rest of the season.
Yeah, you think so?
I think he's going to be a little motivated, as he's been saying. So. But since we're talking about that, why don't we dump into some fantasy football? Because a lot of Tom Brady owners are getting excited and licking their chops over that prospect of the Brady revenge tour. But Kevin, I'm sorry.
Do we have to?
You're the one who opened it with the PSA. I mean, I'm 3-1 in our ESPN league, so
No, we're not talking about the ESPN league right now. We're talking about the NFL league.
Yeah, well, I lost in that this week too. I'm 2-2. 2-2, lost by a couple of points in a close game. Fantasy football.
It was not just a close game. You lost by 3 points.
Yeah.
Lost 213 to 210.
If I remember right in the NFL league, and I have to go back and look, but I think the guy I was playing did have Julio Jones.
I started out 2-0, and then I've lost my last two. I have two other leagues, the ESPN one I share with you, and I have a fantasy league team, and I lost all those games. I was winning the Yahoo League, but of course there was that – I had to go up against McKinnon. Yep. And I think – the tight end for Minnesota –
Oh, Rudolph, who's had a resurgence with Sam Bradford at quarterback.
Yeah, and I had one other. I think I had – who else did I – I had Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
And I was ahead, and I got killed. So I'm just like, man, really? I lost – yeah. Anyway, NFL league, I lost 129 to 232. And of course, I had Cam Newton on my team. I mean, you're supposed to start him, right? I mean, he's supposed to get points, and he got some, but it took him out for concussion protocol.
And you might not get him now against the Buccaneers, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I know. And then I had to, I was hurting for a running back. I picked up Cameron Artis Payne. He got me nothing. Brandon Cooks versus San Diego got me 4 points. Travis Benjamin, 3 points. Stephon Diggs, only 8. And of course, your Kansas City Chiefs only got me 6 points.
Lucky you got that the way they played.
It would have been a lot worse if it wasn't for AJ Green on the Thursday night game.
Yeah, AJ's having a nice season. So now, when I looked at the waiver wire pickups, we're starting to hit the point where it's getting kind of ugly in the waiver wire pickups area, Kevin. There's not.
I am not going to make any suggestions this week. This is all you, bro.
Well, there's a couple. There's a couple of names because we're starting to hit more bye weeks. If you're maybe looking to say you have some quarterback injuries or something, Carson Wentz is still not owned in a lot of leagues.
Yeah. Also, Dak Prescott.
And Sam Bradford.
And also, going into the week with the Raiders, Flacco, too, was available in a lot. And I'm sure he's going to be picked up now because even though he lost a close one to the Raiders, he's still thrown to Smith all the time.
Now, as far as other positions go, though, too, Kevin, interesting running back to keep an eye on, at least for 1 week, is Jacquizz Rodgers was signed by the Tampa Bay Bucks right when the season started. Charles Sims has had some fumbling issues the last 2 weeks. Man. And so,
yeah.
And Quiz Rodgers might get the ball a little bit more. Also, another in the Buccaneers thing, and this is actually kind of big because he is now the starting tight end for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that is Cameron Brate. And if you remember last year, he developed a pretty good little connection with Jameis Winston, and he caught like 6 touchdowns last year in a shortened span. So keep an eye on those 2 players. The Bucs have been awful, but.
Well, by weeks, we've got Jacksonville, Kansas City, New Orleans, and Seattle.
Yeah, and addressing bye weeks, Kevin, real quick, how is it that the Indianapolis Colts, who played a London game, did not get a bye week this week?
That is really, really weird. I don't remember that ever happening before.
Now, I have heard rumors today on the internet that the Colts actually turned down having the bye week. They wanted it scheduled when the rest of their division has the bye week. Because it was going to be later in the season.
Really? Does a team get a say in that?
That's kind of surprised me, but I do know if you play in London, the NFL gives you some favors.
Okay. All right. That makes sense then. Okay. Wow. Yeah. You're right.
Now, yeah. As far as 2 to look forward to with big weeks next week, again, we're coming back to the Tom Brady revenge tour. Pick up your Patriot receivers and Tom Brady and get them in your starting lineups because it's going to be ugly. I'm sorry, Cleveland.
Oh, and maybe Gronkowski will miraculously make an appearance.
Yeah. All you
first
Le'Veon
round pick that just went out the window for the first 4 weeks. Jeez.
All you Le'Veon Bell owners who may have been a little hesitant to get him back in the starting lineup, don't be anymore because he's back and he's back with a vengeance. One of the more interesting is actually our Thursday night game this week, which is Arizona and the Rams, I believe, Kevin.
No, it's Arizona at San Francisco.
Oh, Arizona, San Francisco. This could be the game where that Arizona offense, Carson Palmer has not looked right, and I'm not sure if he's going to play or not. Drew Stanton a couple years ago filled in for Carson Palmer and actually put up some solid numbers before he got hurt himself. This could be an interesting week for some of those Arizona offensive weapons.
Not buying it. Sorry. Arizona's going down the tube. I think San Francisco is probably going to pull that game out. I'm not that line right now. I think is a bunch of baloney. Not buying it. Sorry.
Also too, I think this kind of, as far as fantasy situations to keep note of, keep an eye on the New York Jets because I don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick is long for the starting world and it could
They're going to start him again. I mean, when he's on, he's doing really well. They were doing great last year for a while. He wasn't really the turnover machine he's been. I don't know. I mean, I had him on my fantasy team last year, and he was doing really, really well. You know, I know Brandon's staying by his side, so yeah.
Another game where I think you got to play players on both sides. Both teams is your Raiders versus the San Diego Chargers. Not a lot of defense to be had there, Kevin.
Yeah, I could see why you'd say that, but The Raiders really play. There's something against those games against San Diego that they really play hard against them, especially when they're at San Diego. Last year at San Diego, there was more Raider fans at that stadium than there were San Diego Charger fans. I mean, if you looked at the film of the stadium overhead view, there was just black everywhere. And in the black hole, the Raiders coming off the win they are, and the defense kind of making some plays, doing some turnovers. But you know what? There's just something about San Diego really fighting the Raiders hard. And they've done that a few times in the black hole. So, yeah, I think it will be an offensive show, definitely. But it's frustrating on the fantasy side because – because I've had Travis Benjamin and he has not been clicking at all, and I don't know who Carson Palmer's throwing to. I keep forgetting.
You mean Philip Rivers?
I'm sorry, Philip Rivers. Yeah, I don't know who Philip Rivers is throwing to. So, but yeah, it's going to be interesting. But I think our defense is starting to kind of meld, starting to get back together. So, but I'll believe it when I see it. You know, I have not seen the Raiders.
You did give up 27 points to Baltimore now. So
it's... Yes. But Baltimore's got a really good offense, though. And they do. And it's tough to win there, man. I'll tell you. Yeah.
So now I'm looking at the schedule, Kevin. What is your game of the week for next week? What is your, if you're looking at the schedule, what stands out to you as your game of the week to check out?
Game of the week. I was looking at that really. Well, before last week, I was really looking at the Philadelphia at Detroit game, but
Detroit's a mess.
The Denver Atlanta game to me is interesting. I'm sorry, Atlanta at Denver. What's up with Los Angeles, man?
Look at who they're playing. I think is a big thing, and that they do have a very good defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, Todd Gurley has not gotten going yet.
Yeah. If I had to choose a game of the week, I'm probably looking at maybe the Sunday night game, the Green Bay at home with the Giants.
Yeah, that has the potential to be quite interesting.
Yes. And also Cincinnati at Dallas. I think that could be a good game as well.
Yeah. We're on the same wavelength there, my friend, because yeah. I had three games that I kind of were looking at the schedule going this week and going, these to me have the most potential, and that is the Falcons, Broncos, Giants, Packers, and that Dallas Cincinnati game. Another, I do think that Steelers Jets game has a lot of intrigue in it to it too, because it's boom or bust time for the Jets. And if Fitzpatrick plays rough again, bad again in the first half, do we see a change to Geno Smith? Because, you know, I know Geno has all his detractors, but he's never really gotten a fair shake with the Jets. The one year he was a starter, he was a rookie, and they didn't have the talent around him like they have now in New York.
Yeah, and then he gets popped in the face.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So now, I think kind of to wrap things up here on the end zone, do you have a game ball to give out for this week, Kevin? Somebody who's going to get your game ball? I think it should be pretty obvious.
I'm sorry, I got to give it to Derek Carr. I know I'm the homer here, but the Raiders were up 21-12. And because of a fumble and the defense struggling against the run and occasional pass too, they allowed Baltimore to get back into the game and to get ahead. Our rookie running back Washington fumbled the ball in the red zone and gave a great scoring opportunity, which they took advantage of. But for Derek Carr to come back with 3 minutes left and to hook up with you know, the way that he engineered and the no huddle and just, you know, good time management, I got to give it to Derek Carr to come back and win a game. And, you know, by 1 point, because we did stop a 2-point conversion, which really helped. What about you?
Well, first of all, I want to address something with Derek Carr. You know, all kidding aside with the Chiefs and Raiders, I am very happy for Derek Carr to see him succeeding. If any of you know the backstory of Derek Carr and what he went through with his infant son, it makes me very happy to see Derek Carr succeeding. So
Yeah.
As far as my game ball this week, as much as I hate to do it, I've got to give it to Ben Roethlisberger. He put on a show Sunday night.
Yeah, it's funny watching that game. It reminded me of that game against the Raiders, and the Raiders went to Pittsburgh last year. And remember, he was hurt. He wasn't going to start that game. And he came back and played. He was playing hurt, and he was throwing up some. There was over 500 yards of offense put up against the Raiders' defense. And, you know, this was before the draft and, of course, of this new year and everything. Our defense was just, you know, horrible then. But, he put up some numbers, man. He was on his own little vengeance game there.
Yeah, without a doubt. So my game ball goes to Ben Roethlisberger.
I'd give a secondary game ball to Crabtree. I mean, he caught three of those touchdowns, and he was making some great catches.
Yeah, where is Mr. Cooper these days?
Well, Cooper, he was making some first downs and doing some stuff, but Crabtree has become the go-to clutch guy, especially on third down and long, and he's just been so clutch. And one of the touchdowns, he did that nice little toe drag, you know, thing, and we were able to get that touchdown. But he's not afraid to take a hit too. And I'm so glad he's a Raider, and not with San Francisco anymore. He is the perfect Raider. I love that guy. And you know who else I love on our team too? I love our punter, Marquette King.
I like the Raiderettes,
dude. he is done so well by pinning the team back, way back, you know, near the end zone. His kicking has been phenomenal, and he's not afraid to do a tackle if someone gets through. I love our punter. He's great.
Okay. Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin just waxed for 30 seconds about a punter. So
yes, I did. So, and I'm proud of it.
So, you know, we have the End Zone here on the Fanhandle Podcast Network, but we got our other shows. We've got Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture news show. This week we're going to be talking a lot of Netflix. Just be prepared. We've got Blood of Kings, the Highlander podcast, talking all things immortal. Of course, hosted by Kevin and our cohort Norman C. Lau. And you got a lot of things going on there, including having me on. You guys should feel privileged.
Yeah, man, we had you on there for the look on Highlander, the Search for Vengeance anime. You dropped some major anime knowledge on us. It was awesome, bro.
Absolutely. Couch Potato Theater, of course, we've all been selected by the Star League. We have been talking Last Starfighter over on the couch and while we eat our popcorn.
That's right. Oh, that was so good. Yeah, and the commentary just dropped this week, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Davis Grayson and Norman C. Lau nail that commentary. We got the 1986 Phantom flashbacks right around the corner. The holidays are coming up. We're going to have some fun specials then.
Oh, now, yeah.
As far as finding us, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, on our Facebook page, the Phantom Podcast Network. We also have a group page on Facebook. Feel free to send a request and join in. We'd love to have you be part of that. You can email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Instagram us on Fandom Podcast Network. We do prohibit Kevin from posting too much Raider propaganda. You can find us on the Twitter at FanPod Network. Kevin, where can they find you on the Twitter?
At Spartan_Phoenix. Also on Instagram thing too.
Yeah. And you can also find me on Twitter at AKyleW with the world's shortest Twitter handle. Thank you very much. But so I think Kevin, I'm going to let you go soak in your Raiders win contrasted with your fantasy football mediocrity.
You know what I have to do right now, which I do not want to do because I'm tired, but I have to put my waiver claims in for the bottom scraps of the best players because I'm going to get the first pick because all my teams suck.
Kevin will shortly be changing the names of all his teams to the suck. just be aware, but you know,
just
for my case, I'm hopping on the back of my team and me and we're on our way.
By the way, I was teasing the NFL Network at the beginning of the show, but I do want to give them credit on their fantasy show for one thing. They do have a segment where they apologize for making a bad call or a suggestion from the previous week. And I think that's kind of funny because they do own up to it, which is funny. So yeah. I have to give them a little credit.
Yep, I would say that is a pretty good thing. So, Kevin, I think it's time to go for the long bomb. I'll jump up.
Throw it to me. I'll catch it. I'm Crabtree, brother. There you go. Come on. Yeah. Throw it. Come on.
It's ready. Going deep, and I think we'll see you next week in the end zone.